From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Doctors Without Borders reconsiders its mission in Afghanistan. Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, will review its operations in Afghanistan following last weekend's deadly U.S. airstrike on its hospital in the northern city of Kunduz. Officials from the International Aid Group said Thursday that an independent humanitarian commission created under the Geneva Convention in 1991 should be activated for the first time to handle the inquiry. Three investigations have already begun into Saturday's airstrike that killed 22 people, including 12 MSF staff members. Christopher Stokes, the general director of the group, told a news conference in Kabul, "The overwhelmingly shocking nature of this event forces us to take stock of our work in Afghanistan generally and to carefully weigh our commitments to the safety and security of our staff and patients against the risk of working within such dangerous circumstances."
Over the coming days, we will be holding meetings with the key Afghan government officials. We will request a stop to false allegations regarding the Kunduz attack, which call into direct question our humanitarian mandate and also endanger our ability to provide life-saving assistance in Afghanistan. We will ask the Afghan government to accept the principle of an IHFCC independent investigation. And additionally, we'll seek a reaffirmation from the Afghan government that MSF remains able to operate based solely on our principles of complete independence and medical impartiality.
Fresh clashes erupted Thursday between Palestinians and Israeli security forces in the West Bank. Another knife attack was reported, even as Israel was imposing new security measures to halt the violence. This is VOA News. Syrian troops and allied militia, backed by Russian airstrikes and cruise missiles fired from warships, attacked rebel forces Thursday as the government extended a major offensive to recapture territory in the west of the country. Rebel advances in western Syria earlier this year had threatened the coastal region vital to President Bashar al-Assad's control of the area and prompted Russia's intervention on their ally side last week. In a further show of force, the Russian Defense Ministry said missiles fired from its ships in the Caspian Sea hit weapons factories, arms dumps, command centers, and training camps supporting Islamic State forces. The head of NATO, meanwhile, slammed what he called Russia's troubling escalation of military activities in Syria a day after Moscow launched cruise missiles as part of their intensified air campaign. Now, the coalition fighting Islamic State has modified the route of at least one U.S. military aircraft flying over Syria recently to ensure safe separation from Russian warplanes. More from VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb.
Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says rerouting to avoid Russian warplanes has not caused U.S. pilots to change their mission.
We have taken measures to reroute aircraft as necessary. When there's an air issue where we might be getting close.
He would not provide further details on whether or how many times this rerouting has happened. The United States has flown more than 7,000 anti-Islamic State airstrikes over Iraq and Syria. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
Spencer Stone, one of three Americans who'd heroically tackled an armed terror suspect on a French train in August, is in stable condition after he was stabbed Wednesday night in Sacramento, California. The Airman First Class stationed at a nearby U.S. Air Force base was repeatedly stabbed, according to U.S. media reports. CNN reported he had been treated and released. The 25-year-old Stone had been lauded for tackling and subduing Ayoub El-Kazazani after the Moroccan-born man opened fire on a Paris train in August. The man slashed at Stone with a box cutter, nearly severing his left thumb, which had to be reattached. The suspect was subdued and taken into custody. A native of Carmichael, California, Stone was awarded a Purple Heart Military Medal in September for his bravery. And the Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Literature to Belarusian journalist Svetlana Alexievich for what the Nobel Committee called her polyphonic writings, a monument to suffering and courage in our time. She's written books on the human impact of the Chernobyl disaster, the war in Afghanistan, and Soviet and post-Soviet history. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.